Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, team? Welcome to the Wellness Check-In Club, the podcast where we practice self-care on the go and give you actionable wellness tips in less than 15 minutes.
Hello, and welcome to the club. Today's episode is just going to be a little ramble about how I've been feeling lately. I have been feeling really defeated and really depleted in my energy just honestly in the last day. I literally filmed an episode of Wellness Checking Club like 4 days ago about how I love my life. Everything's great. And, you know, I'm just soaring and I feel so good. And now today, 4 days later, I'm feeling like shit. Like a bag of shit. That's how I'm feeling. And the reason why I think I'm feeling so horrible about myself is because it's like the stark difference of 4 days ago. I'm just thinking about this like buzz and high that I had for life. And I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling so amazing, so wonderful. And like, everything was going really great, and I had so much like positive energy that I was exuding to everybody else. And then today, I'm like, I wish you guys could see my face in that moment. Like, think like melting face emoji, tongue out emoji, side eye emoji, like all of those put into one. That was my face when I made that noise. Just deflated. Like, I feel like a balloon that's left, like somebody popped my positivity balloon and I'm now just like a sad, deflated balloon. I don't know what's up with all these analogies today, but personally, side note, this is a total rant. I'm not even sorry or mad about it. I think this is going to be a great episode. Shoot, what was I going to say? Wow, totally lost my train of thought. Oh, the analogies. I think that analogies really, really help me process how I'm feeling and help me like sit with my emotions. And I would highly encourage you the next time that you're feeling shitty or like a bag of shit, you know, assign that kind of feeling to yourself, because I think that it helps us sit in that feeling and it kind of brings just a sense of lightness to our understanding of our feelings. Because sometimes when we think about our feelings and what it feels like to feel sadness, what it feels like to feel grief, like it's really sad shit, you know? And if we can bring a sense of lightness and childlike energy to feeling our feelings, it can really, really support us in just understanding ourselves better at a more like at a child level. Not to say that, you know, I don't know what I'm saying there, but I think that it can really, really support you. And I highly encourage you, next time you feel like a bag of shit, assign something to it. Somebody popped your positivity balloon, somebody you took off your joy hat and you put on your sad hat. Like, I don't know, you know, there's so many options. You could think of like a blanket as like your in bed and like, oh, now you finally put on like your rest blanket and you're ready to rest because the blanket's over you. You know, there's so many great things. That would be a great meditation, actually. I think that I'll make a meditation about that. Okay, well, I don't even honestly know what I was talking about before I got to all these analogies. I don't remember if I told you guys I put fries in the air fryer. I'm so excited. And there's about 5 minutes left, so that means that we've got 5 minutes left in this episode. So back to what the episode was about feeling deflated and depleted feeling your feelings. Truly, you guys, can't tell you what I started off with. So we are going to pivot into how I'm going to feel better about myself today, tonight. What am I going to do tonight to feel better about myself? I am going to eat my fries that I put in the air fryer because they're going to taste so delicious. I'm going to break out my paints and my watercolor paint and watercolor something. I'm thinking something in one color and making it really abstract so I can just focus on the task at hand rather than, like, usually when I paint something, I want to create like a decoration or something for my space. But what I'm going to do is just create for creation's sake so I can process my feelings and my emotions. And then honestly, I think I'm going to eat some ice cream. I got some non-dairy Ben and Jerry's a couple days ago. I'm going to eat that up. And I'm going to pick out an outfit because tomorrow I'm going to see Lizzo in concert. And I am so freaking pumped. I love that woman so much. If you've never heard the song Special by Lizzo, highly recommend you listen to that after this. It is just, honestly, I'm going to listen to that tonight. I think that that will actually really pull me out of this little funk that I'm in. So yeah, I'm going to pick out my outfit. I'm really excited to do that. And it's going to get me really hyped to wake up tomorrow and show up at work to do my best. And then I get to go see Lizzo with one of my besties. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to get margaritas before. Oh my God, it's just going to be a blast. Wow. What do, you know, I'm feeling grateful because I'm talking about, oh, you guys, I love Wellness Check-In Club so much. So thinking about all these things that I'm going to do to make myself feel better is just making me feel really grateful for life. Also, side note, I've cried literally 4 times today at just random things and now I'm crying again. But I'm just feeling really grateful. I'm feeling grateful that I have Wellness Check-In Club as an like an outlet. You know, I get to talk to you guys and talk to you about real shit, you know, talk to you about how I'm feeling, talk to you about how I'm going to get out of it. And that's really helpful for me. And I really, really hope that if you are also feeling like a bag of shit, that this episode helps you in thinking about the ways that you can support yourself. And I think the toughest thing for me at the beginning of my self-care journey and figuring out what works for me, the toughest thing is trying something and it doesn't work. Like, I still feel like a bag of shit. And I really had to change my perspective of things, quote unquote, working for me. Because I think that any attempt to take care of ourselves, even if it doesn't pull you out of the funk that you were doing, you can view it, or the funk that you were experiencing, you can view it as doing something for yourself. And that alone, like the satisfaction that you can get in viewing just an act, like trying out a new activity, even if it didn't go how you wanted it to, the satisfaction of just acknowledging that you fucking did that. Like, you did something for yourself. You carved out the time. You took the time to take care of yourself. Like, that is some best friend motherfucking shit. Like, you full on carved out time for yourself. You planned something. You did it. You tried it. You were encouraging yourself throughout it. And then, you know, it was over and you did it. And even though it didn't fully pull you out of that funk, you feel supported by yourself. And that feeling of being supported by yourself, that feeling of being your own best friend, can be so powerful. Oh my gosh, I'm hearing beeping. That means that my air fryer is done. But I still have a couple things to say, so I'm going to continue for just a moment. I think that you are absolutely capable. What I'm going to leave you with today and end this rant is that I think that you are absolutely capable of supporting yourself, being your own best friend, hyping yourself up, because you deserve that. the person that is always, always going to be available and here for you is yourself. And nurturing that relationship with yourself is so powerful. Every single thing that you do in attempt to take care of yourself is powerful, and it's supporting yourself and giving yourself permission to love you. You deserve to love yourself. And I fully appreciate you being here. Listening to this episode today is an act of taking care of yourself, and I really appreciate that you decided to be here with me for the last 10 minutes and listen to me ramble. I really just let my stream of consciousness take over in this episode. Please let me know if this was enjoyable or if it was really fucking annoying, because I do this for you, and I also do it for me because it's a great outlet. Okay, and now I'm done. I'm actually done. I'm actually going to stop. I'm cutting myself off from this recording right now. But before you go, quick reminder that you are strong, you are powerful, and you are more than enough.